In this video, I want to give you a brief overview of competitor research and siphoning your competitors' traffic. The main point I wanted you to take away from this video is that your competitors might not be who you think they are. And basically what I'm saying here is that your SEO competitors or your organic traffic competitors might not be your actual competitors in your industry. And so as an example of this, as we saw with the previous video in the sleep niche, you have Casper.com, who sells mattresses and sells pillows and bed accessories, ranking in the same ranks as the Sleep Foundation, which is a nonprofit that studies sleep and, you know, wants more funding and things like that. So you have two very different businesses ranking for the same type of content. And just because you have competitors in your industry does not mean that those are the people that you're ranking against or that you're showing up in the rankings against. And Ahrefs makes competitor watching really easy. Not only can you see the individual stats for basically any website on the internet, but you can also see all the keywords they rank for, and you can filter through their keywords, and you can also do comparisons of different domains, and you can see any content gaps, any keyword gaps where you can fit in, and you can start to show up in the rankings, and you can start to siphon away some of your competitors' traffic. And siphoning can happen a couple different ways. Sometimes what can happen is if you get a huge entity that has lots of content, maybe they don't update their content as frequently, and you are able to publish something a little more fresh, a little more unique, something that has a better, more modern perspective on it, and that can help you show up in the rankings over some incumbents. Or you can target things a little more specifically than some of your competitors. So maybe they have a generic piece of content that happens to rank for a very specific keyword, and if you write a very specific piece of content for that specific keyword, then you might have a better chance at showing up in the rankings for that keyword. So just to give you a little overview, Ahrefs has a couple tools that are very useful for doing competitor research. What you can do is you can go to the Site Explorer, and I can just put in Closet Tools here. It's my business. And what I can do is a couple things. There's the Organic Competitors option. So I can hit Organic Competitors, and that's just going to show me all of the other domains that rank for similar keywords to my website, or maybe have other keywords that they rank for. And so then this can give me a really good idea of who's ranking against me on Google. So we have like Posture Profit, which is actually a blog that's not a Poshmark bot. And then you have this blog here. So yeah, it looks like they're, One Shop is a bot. They rank for a lot of different content, but they have tools in other reselling platforms as well. Here's a blog here, but yeah. So you can see there's a lot of different types of businesses, and mostly for this, it's blogs and bots, but you can see how some of these businesses rank very similar to Closet Tools. And you can go into any number of these different pages. Say I wanted to go into One Shop, and I can look at the overview for them, and they rank for a decent amount of keywords. It looks like they haven't really been doing too much lately, at least as far as like their organic traffic goes. It looks like they're publishing a bunch of stuff, but it's not really that valuable. But anyways, I can look at their organic keywords, and I can filter it by Poshmark because they have to target a couple different platforms. Show results, and you can see the checkmark ones are the ones that I already have on my list. There's some other ones that they rank for that might be useful for me, but it doesn't really seem like it. Like Poshmark scams, I don't really need to rank for that. It's not really going to give me any valuable traffic. The next feature is this content gap feature. You can specify a couple different competitors in this list here, and then you can say you want to find all the keywords that these guys rank for that you don't rank for. And so you can hit show keywords, and then Ahrefs will give you a nice list of all of the different keywords both of these companies rank for individually. These are all keywords that you don't rank for. And so what I can do with this is just like we do with anything else, you can filter it down to Poshmark related keywords. And here we go. So these are all Poshmark related keywords that I don't rank for, and that I can potentially go through this list and find some new keywords that I can target and potentially grow my business. Yeah, that's basically what I would do, is I would use these couple of different tools to do some competitor research, figure out who you're ranking against, figure out who actually is in the rankings on Google for different keywords related to your industry. And then you can go into that website's keywords and you can filter it down just like we did with the previous keyword research video. And you can just look through their keywords and figure out what they're ranking for and what they're targeting, and see if there's any keywords that you can jump into and produce valuable content for and increase the traffic to your business.